Yes. Started. I like that. Okay. Hello, people who get the tape after me. This is a message from your past. There's no content in the message to your past, but from your past. Go listen to the boring guy 20 minutes into the tape. He's funny.
My name is Leanne. Thank you for taking the time to learn about your new jet ski. First of all, we're going to look at the basic systems involved in making your jet ski functional and safe.
Done.
Hi, my name is Leanne. Thank you for taking the time to learn about your new jet ski. First of all, we're going to familiarize you with the basic systems involved in making your jet ski functional and safe.
And cut.
Hi, my name is Leanne. Thank you for taking the time to learn about your new jet ski. First of all, we're going to familiarize you with the basic systems involved in making your jet ski safe and functional. Now that you have seen the basic systems involved in your jet ski, we will now show you how to safely launch and start your jet ski.
And cut.
That was very redundant.
2, 1.
Now that you have seen the basic systems involved in your new watercraft, we will now show you how to safely start and launch your jet ski.
And cut. That one was without wind, right, Rick?
That was really good, yeah.
Yay, and I didn't sound redundant. Now that you have seen the basic systems involved in your new watercraft, we will show you how to safely launch and start your jet ski. Hi, my name is Leanne. Thank you for taking the time to learn about your new jet ski. First, we are going to familiarize you with the basic systems involved in making your jet ski functional and safe.
2.
Now that you have seen the basic systems involved in your new watercraft, we will show you how to safely start and launch your jet ski. First, always secure the drain plugs in the back of the jet ski. If these are not closed, the jet ski water will enter the jet ski and sink it. I just completely messed that up.
2.
First, always secure the drain plugs in the back of the jet ski. If these are not secure, water will enter the jet ski and sink it.
Cut. 3, 2.
First, always secure the drain plugs in the back of the jet ski. If these are not secure, you will have a big truck come up behind you and scare the living shit.
6, take 4, 3, 2.
First, always secure the drain plugs in the back of the jet ski. If these are not secure, water will enter and sink your jet ski.
And cut. 5, 3, 2.
First, always make sure that the jet ski is in the plug and the shit is just in the fan.
I'm gonna have a blooper to the end of this thing. Scene 6, take 6. 3, 2.
First, always secure the drain plugs in the back of the jet ski. If these are not secure, water will enter and sink your jet ski.
Take 7. 3, 2.
First, always secure the drain plugs in the back of the jet ski. If these are not secure, water will enter and sink your jet ski. Jet ski on this thing.
Oh man, we're gonna break our first double
ski. Yeah, I'm gonna have to buy you a new one of these. Huh? The rocks are just popping through on it. Well, I can't.
Go, good. Scene 6, take 8, go.
First, always secure the drain plugs in the back of the jet ski. If these are not secure, water will enter and sink your jet ski.
And cut. Take 1, 3, 2.
Make sure any additional straps are removed, that your gas is turned on, and then double check that the drain plugs are closed. Then, before you launch the jet ski, make sure to turn it on and make sure to run smoothly. I completely missed. make sure any additional straps are removed. Then make sure that your gas is turned on and double check that the drain plugs are closed. Then before you launch the jet ski, start it to make sure that it runs smoothly.
Okay, Rick, can you back the poles a little bit? All right, go. Scene 7, take 3, 2.
Make sure any additional straps are removed. Then make sure that your gas is turned on and double check that the drain plugs are closed. Then before you launch the jet ski into the water, let it run and make sure it runs smoothly. Make sure any additional straps are removed and check that your gas is turned on. Then double check the drain plugs to make sure that they're closed and start your jet ski before launching it to make sure that it runs smoothly. To safely start, launch, and ride your jet ski.
And cut. And let's redo it again.
If I can get the pole.
Now you know how to safely launch, start, and ride your jet ski. Please use caution at all times.
And cut. Okay, I think that's good. Thank you.
battery's flashing too, so it's about to die too.
Okay.
Cultures of Western Europe before they were conquered by Julius Caesar in the 1st century BC.
Use it again.
Unfortunately, anything we create uses a modern method. So let's talk about what you need to draw knots. Stop. That's all you need, but it might also be helpful to have a 45 by 45 by 90 triangle and some graph paper. For more So that's it. Now you're ready to draw your own basic knot. Well, those are the basics. Now you're ready to start on your own projects. For more project ideas and information, stay tuned to the end of the video for a list of references.
Okay, here we go. Now I've got you kind of on the...
Well, those are the basics. For more Now you're ready to start on your own projects. For more project ideas and information, stay tuned to the end of the video.
It's a classic. Just so oozes outside. See that? Alright, and finally, take your knife and just cut it down the middle, make perfect triangles. Because this is the only way to eat a peanut butter jelly sandwich. You can't eat it whole, but you can eat it cut. Alright, now we're ready to give it to the little hood rat. You ready? Alright. What's that look for?
You did it all different. You didn't have any licking in your other one. You didn't put the stuff in the sink in your other one. I guess it don't matter.
Let me do it again.
No, no, I'm just saying. I mean, what do you think?
I think you're right. Three.
And can they see?
I was going like that.
Yeah.
I was going,
Okay. And then don't smoosh it too much. You like, you know, like you took it and you flipped it over. Like,
overemphasize it.
Yeah. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. That bread is hurting.
Yeah, it is. I'll buy you new bread. And batteries. Take three. And we're back. Our ingredients make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich of the day. First off, our first ingredient is white bread. There is darker bread, which is called wheat, and there's honeydew and, you know, sourdough and stuff like that.
Wait, honeydew?
That's a fruit. Back for ingredients for making our peanut butter and jelly sandwich. First off, we got white bread. This bread's a lot better than the dark bread, or in my opinion. And the darker bread is called wheat bread. It's healthier, but the classic taste will go white. Secondly, is we got our peanut butter. This peanut butter is creamy, and it's not the crunchy kind. And it's also not the mixed peanut butter with jelly in the same bottle, because that's just not right. And lastly, we have jelly. It is grape. It is a classic taste. And you can't go wrong with grape jelly, but you can try the other flavors around. All right, let's make our peanut butter and jelly sandwich. First off, we need a plate. So you got to be able to serve your sandwich. So let's get that all ready. Get your first piece of bread and lay it out on the plate. And there we are. Two pieces of bread laid out, ready to be smothered with peanut butter or jelly. Next, take your peanut butter and take a knife. When you have a knife, just get it all up in there and pull it out. And spread the peanut butter all over the bread, making sure not to leave any white spaces, because you gotta be able to cover the whole bread. It'll leave it dry and untasty. Next is the jelly. Jelly is the most important part as well. Take out jelly. Take out as much as you want and spread out another piece of bread. That was most important, because you can't mix the ingredients or otherwise. It'll just taste bad. And you'll leave the peanut butter and jelly all the way around and stuff like that. Spread it all over the bread, making sure to get every corner, just like the peanut butter. And then you're almost done. When you're done, take the jelly side and just smush it with the peanut butter. And you're ready to cut it. Once you're ready to cut it, just cut it down and make perfect triangles. Because you can't eat a whole peanut butter jelly sandwich together. It's just, even with milk, it don't work. Once you cut it, you're ready to serve it. And now you're ready to get people off your back. I can't remember what I do the whole time.
I was trying to tell you not to cross. Because you're cutting it, and then you're crossing and putting it in the seat.
Make sure it's okay. Recording okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Side shot. Take one.
Retard.
Uno. Stupid head. All right, get your two pieces of bread. And have Carrie laugh. All right, first off, we have to get a plate. And then get you two pieces of bread. This will help make your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Take out your two pieces, lay them like so. Take your peanut butter and get a nice dollop. Get it all over your peanut butter and all of your bread. Same thing. And cover every corner. Make sure there's no pasty white showing. Once you get your peanut butter done, take your jelly. Take as much as you want, or you can take as little as you want. But just make sure to put it on the other side of the bread. Oh. Once we get that, just spread it all over. Making sure to cover all the white pasty again. This will make it the ultimate peanut butter and jelly sandwich. When you're done with putting the jelly on there, take your sandwich, smush it together, turn it like so, and cut some triangles. It's the only way to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, with triangles. It's too much when it's in square. Can't get it down. When you're done with that, you're ready to feed the kids. Now you're ready to feed the kids, once you stack them. And you're all ready. All right. Button first. Yeah. And hold play. Alright. Left side shot. Take one. And we're back with our ingredients. Already make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. First off, you got a bread. It's white. Yada yada yada. It's nice. And we don't like white. Yeah, we do. I don't know. But it's not wheat, and we've gone with white this time around. Next is our peanut butter. Our peanut butter is creamy. It's good. It's creamy. And it's not crunchy. So, enjoy the creamy. Lastly, we have our grape jelly. We haven't gone with any other regular jelly. This is just a default jelly for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now we're ready to make our sandwich. Get a plate. And get you some bread. And you get your bread. You got two slices. Lay it out just like that. And then get your peanut butter. Take a nice good dollop and cover one of the peanut pieces all with peanut butter, making sure to get all the pasty white all covered. Once you get that done, you're ready for the jelly. The jelly, you open it up, take out just as much as you want, or as little as you want. Cover the bread. Just like you did with the peanut butter. Making sure to get all four corners. And all the pasty white. When you're done with doing that, you're ready to smush your sandwich together. Just like so. And cut it. Make perfect triangles. And when you're ready to make perfect triangles, they're all done. You can stack them. And they're ready to be done. You're ready to serve. All right, let's go serve. All right, this is the cabinet scene. Oh, man. I don't have anything. Let's give you some ingredients. Let me do that again. Don't. Take 3, 5, 6. What time is this at? 23:12. Alright. I don't see anything. Looks like I'll have to go get some ingredients. No, I don't like that either.
Yeah, just say it looks like I have to go to the store.
Looks like I have to go to the store. All right, I'll be back. Last time. Okay, it's doing the blurring thing. Ready? All right. Oh man, looks like I have to go to the store. Looks like I'll be back.
Hi, my name is Chris Brezovic, and today I'm going to be screwing around. Hi, my name is Chris Brezovic, and today I'm going to explain briefly how to plan a service trip. A service trip is basically a trip where you plan on helping out your fellow man through either building stuff, teaching children, or other various activities. Planning a service trip is much like planning a family vacation. You need to pick a location where you want to go. You need to know what you want to do. A mode of transportation will probably be beneficial. Food is a must. You also should know where you want. You also should know where you are going to stay and/or spend the night. I will use an example throughout this film. First, we will talk about picking a location. A location. a location. One of these factors is what work opportunities are there. This is a service trip, so you need to pick a location that has the type of service opportunities that you are looking for, whether it is working on building things or working with actual people. One also has to look at how far away the location is. Good opportunities is nothing. Good work opportunities is nothing if the location is too far away. You want a location close enough that you can afford getting there in a reasonable amount of time. You could fly or drive, but driving to Alaska is not a very feasible way of travel. Finally, you also have to find fun. Finally, you also have to find fun things to do in the city. Make sure the location is fun and exciting with lots of stuff to do. Your main goal is service, Your main goal is service, but that does not mean that you don't have to have fun as well. The second major decision, once you have picked a location, is determining how you will get there. Are you taking a car, a train, an airplane, etc.? Traveling can be the best part of the trip. When you get to know others, traveling can be the best part of the trip where you get to know others, or the worst part of the trip if planning wrong. Traveling can be the best part of the trip when you get to know others, or the worst part of the trip if planned wrong. When traveling, have a guess as to what the total travel time will be. This will help prepare people for a long or short ride, plus it helps you plan on what needs to be brought inside the vehicle. Maybe snacks, pillows, etc. If you are driving, make sure you know what types. If you are driving, make sure you know what types of road you are going to be on. Gravel can be fun for a while, but it gets old quickly. You also do not want to be on a road that is under construction. That's just a general tip. If traveling in a car, the radio is a good source of entertainment, but it also can be a source of much headache. Pick a person to control the radio in the beginning of the trip to minimize problems later on. This is generally a good solution. Depending on the length of the trip, you may stop off somewhere. You may just stop for an hour to rest. The driver gets tired behind the wheel of a car for 8 hours. If a driver's been driving for 8 hours, he or she is generally tired and would probably like a rest. It is generally good to have a rest in the middle of a trip. Long trips call for some food. Snacks will only get you so far until you need to stop and get some real food. Long trips call for some food. Snacks will only get you so far until you need to stop and get some real food. Will it be fast food or sit down or who knows what else? Those are the questions you need to answer. Those are the questions you need to answer. Will you need to sleep? You need to know. Will you need to sleep? You need to know when you are leaving and how long the trip is to really. You need to know. You need to know when you are leaving and how long the trip is to really get a good gauge of this. But still. But still, if you need to plan to if you need to plan to sleep, find a location first, then make plans around that. It is always easier to travel a little longer to get to your destination. It is always easier to travel a little longer to get to your desired sleeping spot than it is to find a location on the fly. In Philadelphia, a service trip I helped plan this spring break, we had to pick out one service project. In Philadelphia, a service trip I planned this spring break, we had to pick out our service projects when we got to the location because we had a list of possible projects. Picking a service project is difficult, but if the list was made correctly, it is. Picking a service project is difficult. Screw this part. In Philadelphia needs to be cut from here. In Philadelphia, a service trip that I planned this spring break, or at least helped plan, we had to pick out our service projects. We had to pick out our service projects when we got there, because we had a list of possible projects. Picking a service project is difficult, but if the list, was made correctly, it is sure to be. But if the list was made correctly, it is sure to be fun no matter what you pick. You will have the opportunity to meet people you never would on other occasions. Take advantage of it. There are still a few things left to talk about. First is where do you stay when you get to the desired city? It is generally not a good idea to have to pack up and move to a different place every night. It is generally not a good idea to have to pack up and move to a different place every night, but that certainly is an option. You also need to make sure you planned on eating in the city. What are you going to eat? Where are you going to sleep? Will you be cooking? Are the facilities equipped for this? These are just a few questions you should answer before you leave on any trip, really. Well, thanks for watching this brief introduction to how to plan a service trip. I hope this has helped. The one key thing that you must do on every trip you make is make sure you have fun. Thanks again. Thanks again, and here are a few pictures from the trip. Thanks again, and here are a few pictures from the trip I helped plan to Philadelphia this spring break. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that is. Bye.
Is that good?
It's frosty!
You're supposed to say, oh my cookies!
Alright. Is it still recording?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do?
Just act like you're eating it. Go, put it down. Because I'm going to speed it up.
You want me to smear it over my face?
Sure. Because I'm going to speed it, have it really quick, and then have you all dirty, and the plate's clean, and you're going to say, oh, cookies!
So do you really eat this?
No. Here, wait, we'll start again. And you'll put your...
Picking a location is probably the hardest part of planning any trip. The right location will get others to join you, while the wrong location will make it very... The right location will get others to join you, while the wrong location will make it very difficult. The right location will get others to join you, while the wrong location will make it very long. The right location will get others to join you, while the wrong location will make it a very long and lonely trip. There are many factors that go into picking a location, especially a location of a service trip. Especially a location for a service trip.
What? Can you hear this?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Giving food to Carrie. Again.
Not crusty.
Not crusty?
No crusty food.
You don't like crust? Alright. New chair, scene one. Uno. Uno! Alright, ready to eat? Here's your peanut butter and jelly.
It's already eaten! Why can't it be already eaten?
It's crusty. They're all crusty. They've all been sitting out.
Oh, gross.
We suck. Number two. All right. Got your peanut butter and jelly. Enjoy.
You're gonna stop it?
Eat it.
I'm not eating it.
Eat it all. It's good. It's a peanut butter and jelly. Okay, now we're going to get the shot of zoomed out, like, yeah, there we go. That's perfect.
Can you, will you be able to see you over there?
Yeah. It won't see the mic either. You're out of focus. Want to come look?
You probably need a transition.
Did I have it stopped recording on this?
Right.
Great. Okay. Setting up last shot.
Hold on, let me hide this. Oh, should I smear some stuff on me, or will you be able to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I get down off the chair, or should I just say it?
You should get off the chair and walk up. Like, fall on your knees and walk up. I'm hungry for cookies. I'll turn the TV back on. And I'll hit record.
No, McCoy, bad girl.
There she goes. She got
oh,
some.
Sick, dude.
Good girl, McCoy. Good girl.
McCoy, bad girl.
Don't do that to her.
What? She's not supposed to eat it.
McCoy.
She's already eaten some of it. You're going to get her sick, and she's going to diarrhea it out all day.
It's fiber. It'll make her poop harden.
We're recording.
Oh, great. McCoy feces, take one. McCoy feces, take one. All right. I'm watching TV again. Starting. Try again. Okay. Very last scene with feces again. Take two.
eight-day baseball game. We'll have all the pitchers hit Homer throughout our 60-minute show. Barry's Bay Bombers taking on...
Make me some cookies.
Jason Giambi returns to Oakland, battling his brother Jeremy and the A's. A-Ron and the Rangers host Blue Jays.
All done.
No, I think you need one more thing. I think you need a transition between... Okay. And you're going to come from over here.
Right.
All right, you ready?
Transition.
Send your spirit, Savior, rescue from my air, and show your servant fable. Yesterday was a day I was alone, but now I'm in the presence of consuming fire, the flames burn down deep in my soul.
Testing, 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 test, 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 test.